and welcome to Heartbeat. This week I've got a really fantastic heartbeat, if I can say so, and I'm excited to share it with you. And it's about continuing to follow Christ in our everyday lives. A few weeks ago, I went to a youth conference and it was absolutely fantastic. I go every year, my husband and I go every year. We love to go and we love to serve, to be a part of it. And there's loud music, there's fantastic games, and it's just absolutely a wonderful experience. And this year, for the first time, I took two of my nieces, who are 12 and 13, and it was so great to see them experience their first ever youth conference, Catholic youth conference, to experience it for the first time, to see how new things happened and they were excited by it, how they got to meet new people. And it was just wonderful to watch them experience something for the first time that I had experienced years ago when I was their age. And it was just wonderful. And I got a lot from it. God always speaks to me. I always have a great time when I go. And some people would describe it as, when you go to these kind of conferences, as having a mountaintop experience. How God can speak to you. You're just in an environment where everyone's open to listening to God. And it's described as a mountaintop experience. But if you've ever had that type of experience before, you know that there's a time when you have to come back down the mountain. You can't live up on the mountain the whole time. There's a time when you have to go home. You have to go back to normal everyday life. Maybe you can relate. If you haven't been to a conference like that before, maybe I would describe it as when you go on a wonderful holiday and you've gone away for a week or two, you've had a relaxing time, you've done fun things, and then you've got to come home and go back to work. And you know that feeling of, great, I've got to go back to my everyday life. The difference between coming home from a holiday and coming home from a faith conference is that God wants us to continue our faith throughout our everyday life. He doesn't just want us to live up on the high on the conference and then forget about it for another year until I go back again next year. The challenge of our faith is to really live it in our everyday life. That's where God wants us to live it. That's where God meets us as we go back into our lives as daughters, as wives, as women in our world. God wants us to meet us there in our lives in the everyday. But if I'm really honest, there are days in my life where living out my faith in the normal humdrum of my life is really difficult. Life at times can feel very repetitive. It can feel very same. And so that excitement from the conference where I'm excited for my faith, when I come to my everyday life that can feel very same, can at times be difficult to live out because life can at times, if I'm honest, for my life, sometimes can feel a bit boring. You know, my day, my time every day at the moment is a wake up, I get ready, take Hannah to school, go to work, I might go to the gym, pick Hannah up from school, take her to a physio appointment, come home, make dinner, get her ready for bed after I've showered her, put her to bed, and then I go to bed. And then the next day I wake up and I do it again. It's like I've seen t-shirts people have worn, or little babies particularly, I've seen this on them, where it says eat, sleep, repeat. Eat, sleep, repeat. It's like every day, okay, do it again. And in the humdrum of life, that repetitive nature of life, I can find it difficult to step out and live the faith that God wants me to live. Our Catholic Church, however, teaches that we are holy in our everyday lives. That's where we, as lay people, that's where we find our holiness. As being mothers, as being employees, as being employers, maybe you lead a group of people at your work. We find holiness where God has placed us in our lives. And so the challenge of our lives is to live out our faith in the everyday. And I want to encourage you that God will meet you there. That if you are struggling with that right now, as at times I've been struggling with, that God wants to meet you in your everyday. Now, it reminded me of this scripture. It's in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 15. And this is St. Paul talking. He says this: "Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us then who are mature should take such a view of things. You know, this scripture, it really reminded me that there's a real maturity in living out our faith in the day-to-day. You know, St. Paul, who is this amazing man who's had such a transformation in his life that God has changed him, he's still saying here, you know, I haven't obtained it yet. I'm still continuing to press on towards the prize in heaven that Jesus has called me to. And in our everyday, God continues to call us forward towards him more and more. And there's a real maturity in living our faith out in the everyday, of being able to wake up in the morning and say, hey God, would you come and do this day with me? I know it looked a lot like yesterday, but would you come and be with me? Would you be in my conversation? Would you be with me as I meet people today? There's a real maturity. And when we reach that place, then that's when God takes us to a new level with him. When we have this grounding in our relationship with him, that he then wants to take us deeper and further. And although these mountaintop experiences at conferences are fantastic and do take us to a new place, it's when we're able to live out our faith in our everyday that God is able to deepen our relationship with him more and more and more. Now, I've shared before that I have my beautiful daughter, Hannah, who has an intellectual disability. And a number of years ago, when she was a lot younger, she's 16 now, but when she was a lot younger, there were times when I really struggled with that the life that I thought I was going to have is very different to the one that I do have. And there was a time where God had to reveal to me more and more about what it is to love someone for who they are. This really deep love that I'd never experienced before that God showed me because of my daughter, Hannah. Now, I would have said that I already loved, that I already knew what it was to love people. But God has shown me more and more what it is to love in the everyday of my life. And that takes, I believe, maturity in our faith, to live out our faith every day. And so my nieces who have just come back from the conference, that's the challenge for them now. Now they're still young, but that's the challenge that they would then live their faith out every day in their lives and not just for a few days when they're on the conference. And that's the challenge for all of us, not just for them. So if you're struggling with that today, I want to encourage you to press in, to pray some more, to ask God to come and be in your life in the everyday, because that's where God wants to meet you. That's where God wants to meet me. Let's pray now and let's ask God that he would come and meet us in our everyday. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you for your love. Lord, I pray right now that you would come and meet us in our everyday. As we wake up in the morning, as we go to work, as we look after grandchildren or our own children, whatever it is that we're doing, Lord, would you come and meet us where we are? Would you help us to press in by your grace upon us, Lord God? Help us to come to know you more and take us to a deeper place with you as we every day just walk faithfully with you. We ask all of this in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.